It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That I want to talk about.
The anus.
You really like that word, don't you?
I did not mean to play those tapes back to back.
I like them back to back.
Worked for me. Hope nobody is bothered by it. So much we didn't get to today. I'd like to point out that on the regular show, we are going to have the hot sheet every day with the topics that everybody's talking about. We didn't get to anything today, including Keith Richards' body.
Right, and him actually snorting his father.
He snorted his father. How sweet that is. And another thing that I didn't talk to you gentlemen about was the fact that the polygamist wives are aliens.
Oh, my God. Are they hot?
Oh, bad.
Baby!
Those hairdos, baby!
Oh, my God. That is some hot polygamous box.
Thanks again to Barbecues Galore. All the stuff for Barbecue Friday. We're very excited about having four Webers fired up and ready to go on Friday's show. We're looking forward to that. And now, without further ado, let's get right to the last segment of The Buzz.
Well, thank you, Mike. A new study confirms that men can reduce the risk of prostate cancer by taking care of business on a regular basis.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. We're on dangerous ground here because in this climate, we can't even say the M word on the radio, at least not here.
You know what we can say, though?
What?
Woo!
We can't say that.
I know what that means.
So no. You're saying it's a party in your pants.
Exactly.
Right on.
Australian researchers studied thousands of men, some of whom had prostate cancer and some who hadn't. The men who relieved that pressure, the pressure you just heard there, the men who relieved that pressure at least five times a week, either alone or with a partner, tended to be in the no cancer group. With a partner, however, of course, there's a risk of infection, which can also lead to cancer, as previous studies have shown. So the real answer to preventing prostate cancer may lie in that dreaded M word that churches and CBS lawyers don't want us to say.
So you're telling me that you will walk into a physician's office if you are a candidate for prostate cancer, if you have a high risk for prostate cancer, and they will tell you to get it done more often? That's exactly what it's going to be?
Actually, if you're at risk for it, it might actually be too late. What the study's really saying is that all men should, throughout their lives, relieve that pressure to
prevent... Five times a week?
The more the better is basically what they're saying, to prevent the buildup of toxic chemicals.
It's like getting a prescription for beer.
Well, I plan on doing it on the way home.
Twice?
My doctor told me.
Can I send a quick message to someone?
Yeah. Sure.
My buddy Brad is in love with the air horn. There you go. That's for Brad.
The sound Brad makes when he's done with that.
I've heard that sound.
And I would venture to say Brad, no stranger to that activity. Right, Brad? Am I lying to you, Brad? Gravy is a beverage? Huh? No problem.
Now, we don't know if it's made in China, but the children's toy sold as CSI fingerprint kit may cause cancer.
Oh, dear. Cancer.
I hate cancer.
This product from Planet Toys apparently contains one of the deadliest forms of asbestos known to man.
Is it from China?
That I said I don't know. It isn't in the story. It isn't in the research.
It's a guarantee it's from China.
You know what the worst kind of cancer is?
What's that?
Chinese cancer.
At least according to a lawsuit filed in Los Angeles Superior Court, the company actually stopped selling the CSI fingerprint kit back in December, but it says its own and independent tests have shown no asbestos in the kits, which include the CSI field kit.
Asbestos.
And
I saw the CSI kit. I've seen that, and that's the most ridiculous toy I've ever seen in my life.
It looks like it's geared to five-year-olds. What five-year-olds watch that program?
Hey, look, I poked his eye out.
I got a whole bunch of discharge.
Look at his gunshot wound.
Hey, kids. Last week's MILF Island episode of 30 Rock was apparently so popular, NBC has started selling MILF Island t-shirts. MILF Island is a fake show within a show that's billed as 20 super hot moms, 50 kids, and no rules.
Erection Cove.
Right. 30 Rock's Judah Friedlander, who plays Frank, the sloppy writer, will be on the Mike O'Mara Show on Friday.
We'll have to ask him. He strikes me as the kind of guy, I haven't researched him that much, but he strikes me as a guy that might do a lot of writing for that show as well.
I read his blog today, and it's very entertaining. I think you're going to enjoy his style of wit.
He's a mystery to me. I look forward to probing his brain a little bit.
I'll bet you like him.
We'll probe his brain, and we'll give him a nice big bratwurst.
He has a piece on his website where he explains to, it's a fake interview with Tiger Beat Magazine, how he was elected world champion.
Now, you went to his blog. The blog I saw, the one that I saw, the last time it was updated was like 2006.
Well, then maybe it was, I hope he's still funny.
Judah's a man of larger carriage, so
yes,
I think we'll get along quite
fine.
Well.
He'll enjoy the barbecue, I'm sure. Retirement's right for Bob Barker. The former Price is Right host says he has no regrets about walking away from the longest-running game show in daytime television. Well, here he is now.
I would like to say, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Bob.
Your news.
Yes, sir.
Is wonderful.
Oh, that's so kind. I appreciate that.
I love.
I have no idea.
Still
why
got a little attitude.
I don't understand that at all.
Quoting Bob, I think I quit at just the right time. I enjoyed the show right up to the last minute, but I don't miss it so much. I want to go back and do it again. I think I'm going to be very happy in retirement. He says.
Come on. I mean, really.
He's. What?
Well, Bob's just a, you know, we love Bob. He's been on the show. But, I mean, considering coming back, I don't think that's going to be happening.
Well, but people ask him because he's so beloved, and there's his answer. He's not coming
back.
No,
Buzz. They ask him because they're polite to him. They don't ask him because he's so beloved. They ask him because he's a 90-year-old man,
yes.
And they're trying to make him feel good.
Simply humoring a codger, then.
Well, of course.
I didn't know that.
You know, you saw Bob towards the end. Bob certainly picked the right time to say sayonara.
Yeah, he did.
Well, or maybe a little late.
Anyway, right now he's busy writing his autobiography. The 84
with a pencil.
The 84-year-old.
My autobiography.
Oh, Bob.
Back in the 50s.
Yes. The 84-year-old says he does tune in occasionally, and he thinks Drew Carey is doing a good job.
I would imagine Bob probably is not going to get prostate cancer.
Probably
you
not.
You think?
Well, the stories over the years about Bob being pretty sexually active.
You know who's done two lengthy pieces with him since his retirement is Billy Bush.
Oh, really?
He's had Billy out to the house.
I think Billy's kind of a TV historian guy. I think he digs that stuff.
Might want to ask him about that. There was a story that he told about a woman who left him, and he can't remember why.
Really?
Yeah.
Bob had a lady leave him, and I don't remember why.
You must search your memory, Bob.
I sure hope she wasn't a prostitute. On The Price is Right.
You know, about the time Bob Barker started hosting The Price is Right, that's about the last time live commercials were done on TV.
Back in the last recession.
It was an everyday thing in the late 50s and early 60s for TV hosts and even actors to break into the show with a live commercial.
Break into the show? Criminally?
Yeah. No. Just to sort of interrupt the storyline to talk about, say, Sanka Coffee, for example.
I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
I am.
And hence the horn.
Right.
And in this day of fast-forwarding through the regular commercials, the idea of these live commercials has become attractive once again to both broadcasters and advertisers.
Commercials being attractive to advertisers.
Mm.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Certainly not from the second floor of this building.
Not at all.
Sounds crazy.
When does that start?
Now,
right.
See, by putting
and
the... By putting the ads in shows instead of in commercial breaks, viewers are less likely to skip ahead.
Hello, Libby.
Jimmy Kimmel.
What?
Jimmy Kimmel will start doing live commercials on his show on a regular basis starting next month.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Live commercials returned briefly to The Tonight Show last year, and they may be back soon and to stay.
No, you know, I don't mind doing live commercials. It doesn't matter to me. You know, if they want it, the money's good.
What client? Yes.
Antier!
So far, every political candidate who's appeared on Comedy Central's Colbert Report has enjoyed what's now being called the Colbert Bump.
You love that show.
I enjoy it very much.
You watch it all the time?
Not all the time, but when I can. I do like it a lot.
Does he stay in his little character for all of his interviews?
He stays in his Bill O'Reilly character almost everywhere he goes.
Good for him.
Their approval ratings,
the candidates
who appear on his show, approval ratings went up. Their popularity goes up each and every time they appear.
But will they vote? That is the question. Do you think these are the people that are going to get out there and vote? They talk about going on Comedy Central because it's a younger demo.
Right.
You know, you love watching Comedy Central.
Right.
I love watching Jon Stewart.
Right.
But do you think these people are actually going to go out there and vote?
I do, because they are younger people, and because they have the sort of political sensibilities that they do, it would not surprise me if they got out to vote for Barack Obama.
Younger, and more virile.
That's hot.
They have to be at least 18, though.
Sometimes I just say what I say to play one of the sound effects, because it's a new toy.
It's wonderful.
I love it.
The increasingly desperate Hillary Clinton will appear on the Colbert Report on Thursday.
Now, hold on.
Just
now,
ahead of the
agenda.
President.
That's agenda.
No,
what do you mean increasingly desperate?
No, I can see how it could be interpreted that way, but the fact of the matter is the gap that she held, the advantage
hair
that she held in
gap.
Yeah. In Pennsylvania and Indiana, those have shrunk almost to nothing at this
Don't
point.
Don't you think, though, seriously, when you're looking at the polls, and I was thinking about this when I was looking at Pennsylvania, they say it's down to about 6 points now
mm-hmm.
in Pennsylvania.
Or less.
Those polls polls, especially in the primaries, have proved to be almost meaningless because you'll get somebody saying that they've got a 6-point lead, and then it turns out to be a 13-point lead.
We'll never know until the vote is actually taken. But he is gaining.
Look, I think
daily
this is just my opinion. I just think that he is going to get thumped in Pennsylvania.
It certainly is possible.
It feels the same as Ohio, but we will wait and see. A lot of time has passed.
Will be interesting. Michelle Obama will be on the Colbert Report tonight. Now, the news about this
great teeth
was broken by Chris Matthews, who says he's interested now in running for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, in the case of Mike Huckabee, he enjoyed the Colbert bump just before he was forced to drop out of the race.
Chris Matthews is going to run for office?
He says he'd like to.
Is Congress or Senate, did he say?
Yeah, one of those.
Wow. Vote pasty in 12.
I believe he said Congress.
I like Chris Matthews. I like him because he's just, he's kind of a curmudgeon, but he's too young to be a curmudgeon.
I wouldn't want him in my house.
Hey, Rob.
What?
He might be on the show. Well, what were you saying about Chris Matthews?
I said Chris Matthews in the house.
That's better. And from our Is He the Right Man for the Job department, a drug tester in Sweden says he's gotten wise to the guys who show up for those tests with a product known as the Wizinator.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Available online. It's an artificial male organ connected to a tube from which drug-free urine can be fed for the purpose of fooling drug testers.
I know it's a different thing, but coming out of the hockey game the other night, literally an hour and a half in the parking garage down at the Verizon Center, and then traffic all the way out, and I, for a while there, was thinking about the Wizinator.
Yes.
Well, around the world, testers have been looking for ways to spot guys who try to cheat using the Wizinator. Mm-hmm. Dr. Leo Hassler of Northern Sweden says he has a method. He has a technique.
I put the pies out to cool.
No, he makes the guys strip to their underwear, and then, quoting him, I check their underpants to ensure there is only one penis.
He is a hassler.
Hey, how about that for a job?
And finally...
Penis checker?
Finally, hell hath no fury like a woman gone crazy. In Manila, a 37-year-old woman who suspected her 32-year-old husband of cheating was overcome with rage, even though she had no proof, no evidence even, that her husband was, in fact, cheating on her. She just had this feeling. So she cut off his thing while he was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's been reattached, but doctors say that doesn't mean it's ever going to work again.
Reasonable.
And in Sacramento...
All right.
A woman fighting with her husband took off on Interstate 80 with him clinging to the hood of the car.
Yeah, baby.
He went flying off at a ballpark on Rio Linda. That's when she finally stopped and was arrested. Quoting a cop, I would categorize this as a very unique case of domestic violence.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Hello, Sacktown. Don't forget tomorrow on the show,
yes,
Rob Cantrell.
Yes.
That's not loud enough.
What?
That's not loud enough.
What?
Rob Cantrell, also an interview with the Italian Prime Minister. Lots more fun, more talk about the barbecue. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Mr. Joe Radio Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, if you pick it, it will get infected. If it gets infected, you could spread it. And if you can spread it, I can get it. So don't pick it!
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, guys. We will see you tomorrow for another big show. And thanks to Tony Perkins.
Absolutely. Great guy.
Good night, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.